720 WGN, John Hansen here until 1 in the morning. Okay, taking tests is not easy. I know a lot of folks out there, you probably struggled. You probably remember those moments in the rooms, whether you were taking the ACT or the SAT, whatever the case may be, wasn't easy. But Ved Patel, who is a senior at Cary Grove High School, has just blown us all out of the water. Ved, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
All right, Ved, what was your ACT score?
So I got a 36 on the ACT.
Was that the first time you took it? And you took it as a sophomore, right?
Correct.
Okay. And then what did you get on your SAT score?
So the first time I took it, I got a 1580.
Out of 1600, right? That's like the top for the SATs?
Yep. And then I had to take it again for school anyways. So I thought I might as well put in some extra practice and try. And I'm getting a 1600 on that one.
So you got a double perfect score. You're the first person in the district to do it. First of all, congratulations. Second of all, I'm really glad that since the school was doing it, you decided to do it anyways. But was there that little, like, when you got that 1580, obviously you were pretty happy, but was there a little part of you that was like, oh man, what did I miss?
Yeah, first of all, thanks. And second of all, definitely. I was, like, that close. And I was, it would really bothered me. I was like, oh.
And you just had to get that further. So when I took the ACT when I was in school, I had taken like a course, like not necessarily like, it was more like to teach me how to take the test. And that helped me, I think, do it. Did you do anything like that? Or were you just ready to go from your own self-teaching?
So I did take a course sophomore year for the ACT.
Do you think it helped you out?
Yeah, it definitely helped. Mm-hmm. And then for the SAT, I think I just did a lot of practice, and that's it.
So for anyone out there that's either getting ready to take one of these tests, or they're doing it next year, or they got kids or grandkids, you definitely recommend taking a class in order to kind of prep you for it, right?
I think it makes a pretty big difference.
What have your parents been saying? What are your friends saying? I mean, I saw that you did, you know, an interview with ABC7. It's a big couple weeks here for you.
Yeah, it's been pretty crazy. Everyone's been congratulating me.
And do you know what you're going to be doing next? Like, have you already picked your college where you're going?
I haven't picked yet. I'm still finishing up my application.
Do you think you're going to have, like, the pick of the litter? I mean, when you get a double perfect score, that's got to, like, stand out to college admissions places.
I mean, it's unique, but there's also a lot of other kids who get great scores.
Oh, look at you being so nice, all those other kids. But come on, man, do your friends, like, make fun of you, poke fun of you at all, or are they pretty supportive and they're like, hey, you go, man?
My friends are great. No, they're always supportive about stuff like this.
I imagine your teachers, everyone in the administration, they got to be pretty pleased and excited for you, too.
Yep. Yeah, for sure.
So, Ved, what are you doing in your free time? I mean, you got all these scores. Do you have any of the extracurricular activities, or are you pretty focused on the academics?
I do quite a bit of stuff outside of school. So I'm in marching band.
Hey-o, what do you play?
I play the clarinet.
I was in the drum line. Okay, keep going. Sorry to interrupt.
Cool. That's fine. I'm in math team and WISE, and I'm the captain of the Scholastic Bowl team.
So you're doing a lot of different stuff. Well, how do you balance it all?
I think it's just like managing your time, getting stuff done when you have to.
Yeah, that makes sense. If you were to give any advice, obviously we talked about the class, but to people out there or to anyone that has kids or grandkids going to take the test, what's your one piece of advice to do well on those things?
I think the biggest thing for me was just practicing.
Mm-hmm. Going over and over again.
Like a test a day for a couple weeks before taking the actual one.
All right. Well,
and I think...
You think that helped on out?
Yeah, big time. Just seeing all of the different questions, like, you get so much experience that when you actually take the test, you're not nervous at all.
Yeah, for sure. What do you want to do when you, quote-unquote, grow up?
So I want to study biology or biomedical engineering and eventually go to medical school.
Yeah. Hey, our producer's got a question here for you. Go ahead, Michael.
I do. I'm very interested in this. And first of all, again, one of the many millions of people who are saying congratulations, but this is just phenomenal. It's a phenomenal feat.
Now, stop sucking up to him, Michael. You can just ask him a question.
I'm not trying to get test scores from him or anything like that.
So right. Michael already failed all of his tests, so it's already past that. Go ahead.
Well, close enough to that, but I did manage to make it through. But when I was in high school, my kind of routine, because you were speaking about what you had to do to get ready, was I'd wake up in the morning, I'd eat a cookie and drink a Coca-Cola to get the day going.
Yeah.
And I was wondering, you, when you have your mindset on getting perfect scores on the ACT and SAT, what's your morning like? How do you get ready for a day in high school in 2019?
So my day is pretty simple. You know, I wake up, take a shower, drink a glass of milk, and then head on to school.
A glass of milk. That's it. That's all you put in the system to get it going for the day?
So in the morning, but I pack a pretty big lunch for myself that I eat all day.
That's where you get your Coke and cookie. I cannot believe that's what you had for breakfast, Michael Heidemann.
You know, I needed to get some kind of sugar input. I'm not saying my stomach didn't hurt most days, but it was definitely what I needed to get the kickstart in the morning.
Right. Okay. So you have all those activities. Are you at school like till late at night? Like, or what? Or do you come home? That's a good question. Are you getting good grades on top of this? You're not like someone that's like failing all your classes and got perfect scores. You're doing pretty good in school too, right?
Yeah, I think I like to think that I'm doing pretty okay.
I think you're doing pretty okay. All right, so here's what I want to do. We're going to play a little game. I would like a caller, 312-981-7200. If you think you can beat Ved in simple trivia questions, though trivia is, of course, no indication of your strength of how smart you are, and these tests are somewhat yes or no, whether they are as well. Ved, would you mind answering a few questions during the commercial break, and then we're going to quiz people on the same questions and see how they do? Does that sound like fun?
Sure, it sounds great.
All right, so Ved, congratulations. We're going to say bye to you live on the show. We're going to hear your answers after the commercial break. But 312-981-7200. Call in if you think you can beat Ved in simple trivia questions. I say simple. There's some difficult ones. Trivia questions on a range of topics. All right, Ved, have a great rest of the school year. Best of luck, and keep us posted on how everything goes and where you're going to go to school, okay?
Sure, thank you so much.
No problem. All right, we're going to have the quiz after this on 720 WGN.